Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Kind of striking, reading for 24 hours after this, that this a very similar incident happened in China. A man in an elementary school with a knife, not an assault weapon, almost two dozen kids injured but not killed.
In 1996, a man went into a gym class in Scotland, killed 16 5- and 6-year-olds and the teacher. A few years ago in Norway, a young, deranged young man killed about 69 people on a mountain, mostly teenagers. Connecticut has among the toughest gun laws in this country. Didn't help. Scotland and Norway have very tough gun laws. Didn't help.
So it didn't stop. It does lessen the occasion of violence, doesn't it?
Yes, I don't. Since Columbine, there have been 181 of these school shootings.
We did have a ban on assault weapons. When we put the ban in place, these incidents did not really decline in a measurable way, and when we took it off, they didn't increase.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products. Many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, December the 17th, and the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting is pretty much what will take up most of our time, as you might imagine, on this edition of the Talk Radio Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen. This thing becomes more horrendous the more you understand what actually happened. Police revealing that Adam Lanza, who was the shooter, possessed hundreds of rounds of ammunition. As at this point in time, I'm kind of done with reminding people what actually happened there. This fellow shot his mother, and we know that he has nothing but trouble written all over himself. And so in this circumstance, we have a number of different things to overview. You just heard George Stephanopoulos talking with George Will and Congressman Donna Edwards about the debate over gun control that will be reignited, and now maybe something will be done. But is it about gun control, availability of guns? This woman, apparently, the mother, had a fascination with guns and had a lot of them around, and he knew it. And so when you look at what he had, not only the ammunition, but he had assault-style rifles and a couple of handguns, a shotgun in the car when he drove to school. Number of times each one of these children were shot is so sick. This kid was so sick that it boggles the mind that this reality, these realities could come together in a so-called civilized society. 800-510-8255. Please, if you're going to call, don't waste our time with the same old gun control rhetoric, because it is. It's a complete waste of time to present the issue of it isn't guns that kill people. It's people who kill people. We know that. Gun checks, background checks, the problem that exists because there isn't enough protection. There is not enough protection. If, in fact, there had been, this guy could not have gotten a hold of the guns that he did. And so where does the hard discussion begin? You know that the people who are on the left will use this as a way to try to, as has been the case for a long, long time, to etch away at people who's want to follow the Second Amendment. That's fine. The debate ought to come about, though, not with the mindless banter that goes back and forth about we have a right, yada, yada. We also have to have some kind of responsibility here, and that's where it seems to me the real problem begins. Here from the CNN Sunday program, we get a lot of our information for a conversation on Monday on a lot of the great news talk radio stations from the Sunday morning program. So CNN and their program with Candy Crowley talking to Connecticut Governor Malloy about the weapons used in the shooting and the gun laws in Connecticut.
So far as you know, were these weapons legally obtained by the mother, which we're led to believe they were her weapons?
Well, the mother purchased them, and they have the patina of legal purchases. I mean, there's always a question, was she purchasing them for herself, in which case that was legal. If she was purchasing them for another individual, her son, then there's a question about that purchase.
Do we know anything that indicates assault, that?
The other thing is this assault weapon. Connecticut has a pretty aggressive law, probably of the 50 states. I think we're ranked fourth most aggressive in trying to limit access to these kinds of weapons. But what happens in the absence of a Brady bill, in the absence of federal legislation, people use descriptive terms to try to get around the limitations that are built into our statutes here in Connecticut or might otherwise not happen if we had federal legislation on this issue. These are assault weapons. You don't hunt deer with these things. And I think that's the question that a lot of people are going to have to resolve in their own minds. Where should this line get drawn?
So, well, as I understand what you're saying is there was a semi-assault weapon here, but not necessarily one that's banned by Connecticut, which does have a state law banning a certain kinds of assault weapons.
Well, but that then begs the question, was this a weapon that should have been banned, and right, because of how the manufacturer decided to describe it, got around that law?
So let me go back to a couple things that you said. The first is, is there anything that leads you to believe she might have purchased them for her son, or is that just, here are the possibilities?
Here are the possibilities.
They're
living together, they're in the home, and he ends up with the guns. So there may be any number of explanations.
They're looking into that. The other is, you described him as troubled, which clearly we know from what he did, but is other evidence as they've gone in about troubled how?
Yeah, clearly he was troubled. You have to be deranged to carry out this kind of crime. I'm not in a position that I should be talking about someone else's family. That information will come out in due course. But this was clearly a troubled person.
Is there evidence that he was mentally disabled in some way.
Well, there's evidence that he was mentally disabled by the acts that he committed.
Anybody who commits acts like that is clearly insane. That's the definition of insanity, is doing something like that, especially as many times as some of these young children were shot. 800-510-8255. And what's so horrific, one of the things that's so horrific about this and so maddening, is when you read and or hear things like, a motive is not known, but he was described as someone with possible mental issues. How ridiculously stupid is that for someone to say? My God. 800-510-8255. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Senator Dick Durbin about some of the comments the president made in his sorrowful visit to this grieving community. Newtown, Connecticut is the area. It's a very interesting and quite a nice area, actually. I've been through there many, many times. It's a very quiet sort of bedroom community for even a lot of people commute to New York and to Danbury and to Hartford from this area. All right, so here's Durbin on with Wallace.
How do you read the president's comments? Is it time for a new push, tighter gun control?
Well, first let me say the nation is in mourning and reflection and prayer over what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. There isn't a parent or grandparent across America that didn't visualize some child they love being in this terrible situation and subjected to this kind of violence. But let me tell you, Chris, we need a national conversation. Joe Lieberman called for a commission. I'm open to these ideas. But we need a national conversation about safety. I would go beyond Joe and say let's add that issue of school safety into this conversation as well. But gun control is part of it. We need to sit down and have a quiet, calm reflection on the Second Amendment. Are there guns that really shouldn't be sold across America? Military assault weapons, such as the one that was involved in this horrific incident in Connecticut. Are there high ammunition clips, high capacity ammunition clips, that really have no value whatsoever when it comes to sporting and hunting and even self-defense? That a person could buy body armor, that take that body armor and use it to protect themselves as they kill innocent people. Can we have a thoughtful, calm reflection on these things and do it in the context of our Second Amendment? I think we need to.
But the president mentioned, regardless of politics, and the fact is that we had that slaughter of people at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, just in July. At that time, you said you supported a ban on assault weapons. You also said at exactly that time, there's zero chance that Congress will pass that. It's not just Republicans. Quite frankly, as I pointed out to Joe Lieberman, your party has been afraid because of politics to push this for the last decade.
Chris, there's plenty of blame on both sides politically. There's also a responsibility of the people across this nation. I would appeal to the hunters and sportsmen. I know them from Illinois. They're my friends. They're good people. They love their families. They hate what they're hearing about Newtown, Connecticut. But they've been largely quiet. This conversation has been dominated in Washington by, you know and I know, gun lobbies that have an agenda. We need for people, just ordinary Americans, to come together and speak out and to sit down and calmly reflect on how far we go. I'm going to be holding a hearing after the first of the year in about 2 weeks or so on this constitutional question. That's the starting point. The Supreme Court raised questions about the Second Amendment. What are the protections? What are the responsibilities? Let's spell this out and let's try to do it in a thoughtful way and move forward together. That's what we need.
What do we need? 800-510-8255. You know, the airwaves are going to be filled with conversation about guns that are necessary and anything and everything should be available. Can you imagine something like this happening in your town? It's 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Review here, as we get into a new week, we're discussing the obvious, what happened at that school in Connecticut. The president goes there, and the emotional speech that he delivered, some people have been critical of it, it looked like something was staged. I mean, at some point in time, you got to work away from all of that. Does, as he said, things have to change. What has to change here? 800-510-8255. The situation in Newport Beach, California, over the weekend, 42-year-old Marco Serranara was in custody after he fired 42 rounds or 50 rounds, not sure. It looks like about 50 rounds, actually, into the air at a parking lot outside of a Macy's store in the mall. The mall shut down. We all know the president has gone to a number of these communities over the last couple of months and couple of years. We've had way too much of this. So what do we do? 800-510-8255. Can you really honestly say that nothing needs to be done? From Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to Senator Chuck Schumer, who says this shooting point will be the tipping point for changing gun laws.
I think I should note that we tried to get a Republican from the Judiciary Committee, but all of the members were either unavailable or said no. I know you are a strong advocate for gun laws. Where do you see this going now?
Well, I think we could be at a tipping point for two reasons. A tipping point where we might actually get something done. First, this was not a single incident. It followed a series of others. In the last few months, we've had mass shootings in Oregon and Wisconsin and Colorado. When the public sees these as isolated incidents, they're less upset than when they occur one after the other. And the public will not accept, as a new normal, one of these incidents every month, these mass shootings. Second, of course, it involved children. And it's so poignant to see those pictures. And I read the story in the newspaper where the families waited in the firehouse, and when they found that a young child had survived, they called the parents out, and there were other parents waiting. What agony, what horror. So I think we can get something done. I think we have to do things that protect the Second Amendment rights of legitimate gun owners, but three things that we should focus on. We don't know the details yet, so you can't say that any of them would have stopped this incident, but you can say they are parts of the pattern. One is to ban assault weapons, to try and reinstate the assault weapons ban. The second is to limit the size of clips to maybe no more than 10 bullets per clip. And the third would be to make it harder for mentally unstable people to get guns. Each has had something to do with these other incidents, obviously assault weapons. The clips, you may remember when Jared Lochner in the Gabby Gifford shooting tried to reload, that's when he was tackled. And it seems most of the people who were involved had mental instability. So those are the three areas that I think we will focus on, and I'm hopeful that there can be some kind of change.
If there isn't some kind of change, I think we all realize basically that we're on our own here because Congress, they can't fix the fiscal situation. They can't deal with any real controversy, anything that really is difficult. And so what good are they? 800-510-8255. How many pictures do you have seared into your memory today from this unthinkable nightmare that took place on Friday? The president and his emotion. I'm thinking about how bad television is. I was watching Wolf Blitzer stumble and fumble around and try to set it up like we've got exciting breaking news coming, and they don't know. You know, we're going to have up next a list of the people, the children who were killed, et cetera, et cetera. The pictures of the children as they did start to surface certainly turned around what a lot of people were thinking about this situation as it rips at all of our hearts. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
On the scenes I listen, in the snowdrops are glistening. A beautiful sound, we all gather round. Meet me in a coffee wonderland.
Happy holidays from Starbucks Coffee Chorus. For Starbucks, the holidays are a time for rekindling traditions that are rooted in more than four decades of passion for coffee, tastes of the season, and the holiday spirit. Make Starbucks your destination for all things holiday. A place to treat yourself, pick out the perfect gift, reminisce, and make new memories this season.
Starbucks coffee, a simple cup of coffee with me, or tea, or maybe a cappuccino. Starbucks coffee, a drink a latte with me tonight.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
You land in Buenos Aires.
then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are discussing the obvious today on the countdown, with most of the information coming from the Sunday morning talk programs, and then we get into your calls. But there's a lot of input here from various talk radio and talk television programs as Congress is brought into this, the politicians and their usual BS. Some of the things that are on the air are complete BS. As a sort of related story, and in a weird way, we start talking about how crazy some people are, and is our, you know, the business about violent video games is coming up, and our obsession with celebrity as well. You may or may not have heard the story about this man that was arrested for trespassing at Taylor Swift's home in Nashville. This guy was so crazy, he took a bus from Wisconsin to be with her on her birthday. So he said he hopped a fence on the property. There was security there, so he was detained by that. He had a knife when police questioned him. He was told by people who were there that he was her boyfriend. He also had said that they on social media were dating. This guy has no connection to her. Apparently at all. I don't get the celebrity stuff, but at any rate, you get the idea that people are just, there's people who are just so unstable. And what's the reason for that? Are we going to deal with that? There's got to be some reason that so many people in our country are so unstable. From Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talks to Senator, I'm sorry, I got that one already. Let's try and move on to NBC's Meet the Press. David Gregory here talking to Mayor Bloomberg about the NRA.
Isn't it significant that we've seen declining support since 1990 for stricter gun control measures? We've seen the assault weapons ban come and go. Tremendous political cost to Democrats when they first got it passed. I mean,
what's the political cost? The NRA's number one objective this time was to defeat Barack Obama for a second term. Last time I checked the election results, he won, and he won comfortably. This myth that the NRA can destroy political careers is just not true.
It's not a myth that after the assault weapons ban was passed, there was a huge political price for Democrats to pay. And nearly 20 years later, they don't want to touch the issue.
The assault, well, it is true that they lost a lot of seats then.
the cause and effect isn't quite so clear. And what happened then isn't what happens now. If 27 people killed, 20 children, isn't enough to change the mentality, the psyche, the desires of the American public, then
But let's talk about this, Mr. Mayor, because here's the reality. Let's look at the weapons that were recovered from the scene of this disaster. You have this Bushmaster assault rifle. This would have been banned under the assault weapons ban. The pistols, the semi-automatic pistols, the 9mm, were recovered. The medical examiner says they were not used. This information could change. But we also are now learning that these were weapons that were found and legally purchased by his mother at her home. She lives in a rural area. Look, when you had them for self-defense.
I can't tell you that if you stopped people who have psychiatric problems, who have criminal records, who have substance abuse problems, who are minors, if you stopped every one of them from buying a gun, I can't promise you that this particular event wouldn't have taken place. But this particular event is just one of a series that happens again and again and again. And a big chunk of those would have been placed. It's like your argument is there's no reason to have speed limits because it wouldn't have stopped that one person when the cops weren't around that they stepped on the pedal. That's not true. The aggregate of all of this would be if Congress were to act, if Congress wasn't so afraid of the NRA, and I think I can show you that they have no reason to be, but if they were to stand up and do what was right for the American public, we'd all be a lot better off. And Congress has the ability to do this. And the president, in my view, is the one who has to lead this.
800-510-8255. Mayor Bloomberg about the NRA and the politics of gun laws. A lot of what he says there makes sense to a lot of people. How about you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. On the radio side, here's host John McDonald talking to Tom Franklin, who's president of the Maine Citizens Against Handgun Violence, about changes he wants to bring to the gun laws in his state.
You issued your group issued a statement that same.
Well, the gist of our statement was that we wanted to join the nation in expressing condolences to the families. And we wanted to tell our supporters and the public that we will address this issue. We do not want to address it so immediately following the tragedy. We will announce some proposals to address this problem in Maine. Maine has very loose gun laws. This sort of tragedy could happen in Maine, and there are very specific steps we can take to make Maine a safer state and try to prevent this sort of tragedy from occurring in Maine.
But Tom, Maine is already considered one of the safest states in the country.
It is, and we are very grateful for that. But I think you might say that Newtown, Connecticut was one of the safest towns in Connecticut, too.
Well, how would some of the proposals that you have made in the past, your group, Maine Citizens Against Handgun Violence, how would they have prevented tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut?
There's no way to prevent all tragedies like this. I think you can take very sensible measures, John, to make it less likely, to make it more difficult.
Okay, how would you do that?
Well, let me just make I'll tell you specifically.
Okay.
You would pay more attention to the real data and statistics about guns in the home. Many of your callers this morning, and certainly in the national discussion, have said, oh, we should have more guns to use for self-protection, and that might have helped. Teachers in Israel carry guns, for example, and they can shoot someone who carries out such an attack. The data is very, very clear, John, that guns in the home are far more likely to be used to kill or injure someone in the home than to be used for self-protection. And these guns that were used were bought for self-protection, unless we assume that the shooter's mother had a hobby of sticking up convenience stores on weekends.
Yeah, but I mean, they were her guns.
They were her guns.
But they must have been accessible to...
Why did she buy those guns? She bought them, I presume, to protect herself.
Yeah.
And for every time a gun in the home is used for self-protection, it is used 22 times to kill someone else.
800-510-8255. Pretty amazing statistic. Unfortunately, some people are so trapped in their ideology that they become incapable of processing information that runs counter to what they espouse. Much of this, the back and forth on these discussions, the back and forth in essence, the cutting off of people in their conversational activity, I think, is not a healthy sign. And the fact that so many people are threatened by their moves or their positions on this issue also is very unhealthy. Talk host Nick DiGiulio and Roger Badishet talk about the way the news media is covering this tragedy.
Well, I was watching this unfold on television, and I was listening on the radio and stuff like that, and I thought the news coverage, Roger, how did you feel about some of the coverage that was going on? I mean, they reported the guy's name wrong. I don't want to mention his name either.
Right. As a reporter, that's one of the first things you try to verify.
Yeah.
And they still don't have all the pieces together. And I heard part of the press conference earlier where the officials were saying, we're not going to discuss anything until we have the facts. And as a news person, that's what you need, too.
Exactly.
You can't jump into the hysteria. There's got to be a calm voice, and that's usually what the news media is supposed to be doing.
Right.
I missed some of the earlier coverage because I was teaching, mm-hmm. I was at school, mm-hmm. and did not see this until a little later in the day when I was actually working with some of my students on putting a newscast together, teaching them how to do a newscast. And we started pulling stories off the internet, and there it was. I mean, you couldn't miss it.
Right.
It was a little confusing from what I read on the internet from some of those stories as to first how many,
right.
Who was involved, and the why I don't think we're ever going to have answered.
No.
But that's always going to be the final question.
Well, the thing is, you know, in the current state mm-hmm. of technology and the way that we get our news now and with the internet and with bloggers and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you have to double, triple, quadruple check anything.
Even more so than usual.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, because to the point now where, like, half-truths come out and, mm-hmm. like, it was so confusing as to how many people were killed and all of that other stuff, and then they released this guy's name, and it turns out to be the older brother.
Right.
And, I mean, how do you do that? So I don't know. I think sometimes when you have a story this massive and this big and this tragic, you have to be more careful than ever how you report it.
800-510-8255. The news media is, as with so many other circumstances, they'll tell you their problems are caused by underfunding and the way corporate America runs the news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that happens, and I've not heard this discussed much of anywhere, in states where there are more liberal gun laws and activity that has surrounded that, the property values in those states is not as high as in, I mean, this is just one of many strange things that you hear about this sort of reality. Property values in states where there are liberal gun laws are not as high as the property values in states where there are stronger gun laws. I always thought the federal law trumped the local law anyway, in many different ways. At any rate, something else to talk about as we continue to examine this. Stand by for calls on the shooting in Connecticut, up next on the Countdown.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my car.
car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want, everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I regret to inform you that, you know what, these broadcasts might not continue. Now, I know how bad you feel about it, but I have to be realistic, because there is a prediction that the world is coming to an end. So if the world is coming to an end, therefore, there's no need for us to continue our very intimate dialogue that we have each and every day. And I'm sorry. Now, many of us are getting caught up in this Mayan thing that we all know will not happen, but when somebody else forecasts something about our life, what do we do? Do we readily accept it like we sometimes are beginning to believe this Mayan myth? Or do we just reject it? I have an idea. From this moment on, because the world is not going to be coming to an end, when somebody has a very positive outlook on your life, take it, understand it, work with it, believe in it, and accomplish it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at some of the callers who are waiting to get on the air, and I can't believe some of the anger, some of the things that are on folks' minds. Let's get to you in a moment. I want to listen, actually, to this excerpt from a program hosted by Dave Ramos, where he talks to one of his callers.
Hi, Jennifer.
It's difficult to talk about this. My heart is broken. I'm a mother of a 10-year-old who goes to school in Olmsted Falls, and I don't even feel safe, you know, letting him go back to school. I mean, it just seems like every other day there's a shooting somewhere, and I was reading a solution. The smart people in Texas, random teachers carry guns in the school. The teachers there are armed. Nobody, you know, breaks in and kills their students because they're not sitting ducks, you know? If you know that somebody's armed in a building, you're a lot less likely to go break in. And, you know, you can't stop people from owning weapons, because that's one of our rights as American citizens. But to protect our most valuable, cherished, you know, things in our lives, our children, I think, you know, having, you know, random teachers with, you know, armed guards in schools is what we have to do to protect our kids.
Jennifer, does it bother you that there is more security to get into the bank branch than there is to get into an elementary school?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. At my son's school, they have a buzzer to buzz you in, but, you know, they pretty much buzz anybody in.
Mm. You know, convenience, yeah. Because, yeah, I understand that these people, it's like they have jobs to do, and they're like, well, you know, and I'm not trying to say they're lazy. I'm just like, well, how are they going to take on the role of security guard, of, you know, of lockmaster and all this? I mean, they gotta live their life. They gotta teach the kids and make the clock go, so.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame that we have to come to that, but something's gotta change, because I want to know that my son's being taken care of and that he's not, just left to the wolves.
800-510-8255. Man, this is something. All right, so I have promised that we'll get to our callers. We'll get to as many of you as we can. Thanks for your patience. This is a very emotional issue, and let's see if we come up with some interesting ideas about how to handle the problem other than just the usual rhetoric, as I say. Not much value in that. 51 past the hour.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Review and the deadly situation in Connecticut, the massacre of these children on everybody's mind. 800-510-8255. Not only did he shoot these children a number of times, but he shot his mother four times as well before he went to the school. I'm also wondering what you think about the coverage of the tragedy by the news media. Radio handled it differently than television. Did you go to the radio first when you heard this story? Did you go to television first? Did you go to the internet first? How much information did you get? I wonder about how some of the stations covered this event. If you're a local station, you have a lot of local news. Oftentimes, a strange sort of way of covering national events. And you wonder, okay, why do I have to have the local station talking about this? Why do they talk about local news? And I wonder how that, but that's a side issue, but an interesting issue that a lot of people who are in the radio business are talking about today. John's in Auburn, New York, with some ideas, or are you concerned about something that I said earlier?
Well, I was, both, actually, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I want to express condolences to everybody out there. We had a service about that in the past. You brought it up, and I was in tears myself. But I did have a contention with something you said. You said that that mentally, you know, people that do this are mentally ill by definition. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, as Chuck Schumer brought up, that not only do we need to look at gun control legislation, but people that are mentally ill have no reason being near anywhere access to a gun. And
well, that doesn't counter anything that I said.
I'm not going to argue. It's just that
The semantics sometimes get in the way of clarification. I think that we have a real serious a problem here with stability among many children who are growing up. You can say there aren't two whole people at the in the family at home, two parents. There's all kinds of stuff. The violence in the videos that these kids are exposed to is as much of a serious problem as anything else that we're dealing or not dealing with. And that equates to mental stability. When you are so desensitized to the kinds of violence that this kid created, and much of it you can see a six-year-old get all these video games, what do you think is going on in that kid's mind as he or she grows up?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. It goes deeper than that. You know, if we talk about mental illness, and that is a factor here, there are factors that affect that, like people that have like ADSD, autism spectrum disorders, you know, they take psychotropic medications. And according to, you know, the DSM-5, Asperger syndrome is something that this is directly related to the shooter, Adam Lanza. He was diagnosed with Asperger syndrome and taking psychotropic medications for that. The regimen and, you know, the combination between the medications and his illness is a largely contributing factor to what he did. Not only in that case, but in almost every single shooting.
And then you got to wonder why. What was there about his life? What created this situation in his life? It goes very deep, John. You're right. This is not a superficial conversation. Ought not to be. And the resolve for whatever the problem is a very. This is not just about gun control. This is about a lot of things in our society that are just plain melting. Thanks for your opinion. Troy is in Newark, Ohio. You're on the countdown. Hello.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, my condolences to the family. And as far as gun control issue, I own guns. I have an assault rifle. I also have a child that has Asperger's disease. At a younger age, he was learned to shoot. He was taught to shoot a gun, respect the gun. The guns are very secure in our house that he has no access to them. My question is, how did this child get a hold of these guns? Obviously, they were accessible to this young man that committed this heinous crime. As far as the last caller there, he was talking about the children that are diagnosed with Asperger's disease. This is a very contributing factor in this, obviously. I beg to differ because, like I said, I have a child with the same disease, and I trust him 100% that he would not do this. He's a very stable child, 19 years old, and I wouldn't even blink an eye to think that he would even do something like this. He's in a stable home. As far as school security, how about these veterans returning home from their tours? There, a lot of them are jobless.
Yeah, dealing with it that way is that's the superficial side of it. That's the on the surface. Yeah, maybe we have to have people. What does that say, though, about us? That's a deeper discussion. That we have to have guards in front of buildings and guards in front of schools. And it's just there's something else that's much more symptomatic of the problem here. That's a good conversation. I'm sure we'll continue this tomorrow here.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.